I was playing Call of Duty Black Ops over break, and this kid in high school was doing some project. And he's like, I need to find that, you know, sports theme. And I'm like, I forgot how it goes. I'm like, da-da-da-da-da-da. He's like, yeah, that one. And I'm like, that's the Sports Center theme.
Oh, God.
Or the NBA.
This is a Sports Center.
One of the two. It was great.
It's a good start.
Oh, yeah. We recorded?
Mm-hmm. Shout out to any records.
I love
Ready?
Ready.
Hi, this is Scott Johnson from the Frog Pants Network, and when I'm not recording shows, I listen to the Perfect 10 podcast.
All right.
We're going to copyright for that.
Yeah, we are.
And welcome, everyone, to episode 27 of the Perfect 10 podcast. It is Saturday morning, February 16th. When everyone listens to this, though, it'll be Wednesday, February 20th.
PS4 in the future. Revealed.
And February 20th, that's the announcement day, right?
Triangle, circle, square, X.
Yes.
So cool. You're going to get lots of cool stuff then. We just won't be able to talk about the announcement because we're recording this now, and that's in the future.
So this will seem boring then.
This isn't going to seem boring at all. We got really good topics for everybody.
On Wednesday after the announcement.
We potentially could.
Just like a half hour thing.
I have class to like 6, but after that, potentially. Well, Nathaniel works anyway, so.
Yeah.
Cool.
Alright, we can maybe. Do that. We'll see. We'll plan it.
What's everyone up to?
Not much.
Not much.
I bought Dragon Warrior 8.
What's Dragon Warrior?
Oh. Cool. What console is that? PS2. It's PS2. Yeah.
Dragon Warrior?
Square Enix, right?
It's like Final Fantasy. Don't worry about it.
It's Square Enix. All their stuff is the same. What?
Kind of.
So this one has more of an anime.
Yeah, it's very shell-shaded.
To
it. Yeah.
We're going to go from 35 listeners to 34, Ethan.
We have more than 35 listeners.
I don't know how many we have anymore.
It doesn't matter.
About 100, I think, because we have 20 unique subscriptions every day or whatever, so 20 unique downloads every day.
That's cool.
Spice from subscriptions, I think. So, well, I got a surprise for everybody.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Ethan got published.
No.
Oh.
Surprise.
Yeah.
I'm all late.
Going into...
It's Ethan's birthday!
It is my birthday. That's not the surprise, though.
Aw.
Going in.
It isn't surprising. It happens every year.
Yeah. But I forget everybody's birthday every year, so it's a surprise for me.
I'm in our email now for the Perfect 10 podcast.
Oh! No!
No! I thought this day would never come.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh
my now, God. I will preface by saying... Seth? No, it's not Seth.
Okay.
But I will preface by saying that I do know this person, but I haven't talked to this person in a very, very long time. And
is it cool?
I never... No. I never even, like, even try to reach out to this person for him to listen to the show.
Oh my God.
So, I can't believe this is happening. Oh, I would just like God. To say thank you to everybody who made this possible.
I'd like
possible.
To thank my mom.
You like us. You really like us.
We're directing. Probably making this guy's day, too. All right. So, it begins. Hey, guys. Blah, blah, blah.
That's way to ruin that one. Hey, guys.
I've never done this before, you guys, okay?
We're email virgins.
All right. Now I can't do this without laughing. Hey guys, my name's Corey. I was in percussion with Ethan in high school and is his friend on Facebook and discovered your podcast there. I just wanted to tell y'all that you do a great job, love the banter, and spot-on reviews of games and movies. I'm interested and agree with nearly everything you cover in the episodes. I've gotten into some movies I thought I'd never watch just because of this show, like Video Game High School and Morning Glory, and purchased Knights of Pen and Paper because of your good review and love that. Anyways, keep up the good work and I will be listening.
Best email ever.
Thank you, Corey. He's a few years younger than me, so I think I was an upperclassman by the time he was in percussion. But thank you, Corey. That's really cool. And you could send in basically anything you want to us, and we'll read it.
This is the best day of my life.
And then also, since we're going for user feedback,
what?
Well, this is Seth.
5-star. Oh.
I got Hi, Seth. Seth was as he was listening to our. Episode the other day,
he
texted me some more detailed specs on the PS3 Because as normal, we usually get talking about stuff and we really don't know what we're talking about. So he told me to do fact checks, but I didn't do fact checks. So this is just a caveat that he could be wrong. So he said the PS3 cell processor has 8 cores at 3.2 gigahertz, 6 available to game software, one of which is dedicated to physics. It was developed by Sony, IBM, and Toshiba. It is a beast of a processor, even by today's standards. It's actually pretty similar to chips that Apple used before switching to Intel. The instruction set is custom, and Sony didn't do a good job documenting, and or developers were lazy, so it took a while for games to take advantage of the power. When the PS3 launched, the combined cost of the processor and Blu-ray drive alone was over $600. Don't forget, they were also basically cramming actual PS2 hardware in there, too. So it was basically like a Frankenstein of tech, kind of.
And then they took it out.
I think they're getting it together this year.
Well, I mean, that's the hope, for sure.
Don't know, man.
So it was a really powerful processor. So do we know how many cores the PS4 is going to have yet?
It's still 8.
It's still 8?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's going to have a slightly better graphics card with the
reverse. I would hope. I mean, that's the...
No, than the Xbox.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But, yeah. That's exciting. 5 days.
Anything else anybody wants to say before we jump into topics?
Go see Side Effects.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Is it in theaters?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. It's really good. It's been a slow few months for movies.
The big movie that came out was...
Die Hard.
Yeah, Die Hard.
And Warm Bodies is out now, right?
And Warm Bodies came out the same week, I think. So that was...
No, Warm Bodies came out...
Which...
No, as Side Effects.
I might give that a chance now, because the person who told me that they didn't think was very good, I'm starting to think doesn't exactly know what she's talking about.
I think you'd really like
Which
Side
one?
Effects, for sure. I'm going to keep watching this movie.
Warm Bodies.
Because it was pitched to me as Zombie Twilight, and I don't want to see Zombie Twilight, but I've heard that it's not Zombie Twilight, so...
But. That's what Emily keeps saying.
She see it already?
She saw it?
No, she keeps saying Zombie Twilight.
I've heard it's not, though,
yeah.
But
I heard it's all
the
zombie love.
Has the guy that plays the Beast in it from First Class. He was one of the best parts of that.
Is he a Beast?
So. Yes.
He is the zombie.
He's a zombie. And,
okay.
Yeah.
He's also from something else.
Skins. The BBC Skins.
Ah.
That was where he became known, well known.
Skins.
Or whatever. He was apparently the best part about that, too.
Let's get this show on the road.
He's not that good of an actor.
He was pretty good at Beast. Never knew he was British either.
I didn't know that, yeah. That's pretty strange.
All good young actors are now British.
He's also, he's the kid actor in that one Hugh Grant movie. A Boy, I think, is what it's called.
There are no good young American actors. They're all British.
You know how relevant this is to my topic, actually?
Really?
How relevant?
Pretty relevant. But we'll get to that after we do Thomas' talk.
After we do Thomas's Trump and trivia.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
I just came up with that just now.
I'm excited. This is a day. It's a special day.
All right.
This might have to be a segment of its own.
All right. Are y'all ready?
Y'all ready for this?
Sure.
We're going to start off with a Pokemon question.
Oh, God.
I hope you're ready.
You're the only one here that really knows that much about Pokemon, and you're reading the question.
Unless it's a
These are all
first
multiple
generation.
Choice. These are all multiple choice.
Okay.
Do you know the answer to these already?
I have all the answers
okay.
down. Don't
so
worry.
You can't participate with this.
I will not be participating. It's first to five.
Oh, this is a competition.
Well,
yes.
Yeah!
Okay.
There's 12 questions,
okay.
So y'all have some leeway.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
First to five?
First to five.
Okay, so we might not get all the questions?
Let's do first to six, half and half.
Okay.
Okay. So, which of these has never been a Pokemon
Wait, gym? Okay, question. Is it like
he's asking the question.
Is it like buzzing, or is it just like, do we take turns?
I think we can both say Stallion, right, can't we?
Stallion?
No, but you're buzzing.
Okay. This is going to get ridiculous.
So can we buzz in before we hear the answers?
Yes, but then you have to
yes.
answer it without hearing the...
And you okay. have answer choices, so I don't know if you want to risk that.
Okay.
All right. And a lot
and
of these...
don't hit the table to buzz in, because that's going to get
of,
really boom! Bad really fast.
A lot of these you won't be able to buzz in, because they're like, which of these is not?
Whatever.
Okay.
So you're going to have to hear the answers.
Is that Stallion? That's the...
Stallion.
Say Stallion.
Okay.
Which of these has never been... And if you know the answer before all the answer choices, then go for it.
Then you don't get the rest of the answer choices.
All right. Which of these has never been a Pokemon gym type?
Gym type. Okay.
So, you know,
okay.
like Brock,
yeah,
Misty,
yeah,
yeah. Dark... Ground, steel, fire, water, and psychic.
Stallion.
Oh, that was Ethan first.
Shoot. Dark.
Nice. Yes. Alright.
I wasn't going to say that.
Alright, this is a true or false.
So, it's going to be a quick one. Link fights Ganon in every Zelda game.
Stallion. False.
I've never played a Zelda game!
Don't worry, there'll be something Ethan probably won't know.
If we get to FPS, I'm screwed, so...
Speaking of FPS...
Oh, damn it.
How many Call of Duties have been made? A, 6. B, 9. C, 8. D, 10. E, 7.
Stallion. 10.
Damn, how did you know that?
Guess.
I'm only on 7.
The 7. 7 up to Call of Black Ops, and then there's Modern Warfare 3, Black Ops 2, and then the PS...
Wait, Call of Duty, Call of Duty 2, mm-hmm. Call of...
3. And then 4.
Okay.
Then 5.
World of
what
War.
What was 5?
World of War.
Okay.
Then 6 is Modern Warfare 2.
Okay.
7 is Black Ops.
Black Ops 2, Modern Warfare 3.
8 is Modern Warfare 3, Black Ops 2, and then Declassified.
I figured it had to be high, so I just guessed the highest one.
Alright, we'll do one. Yes. Thing. I'll probably get it really quickly. Which of these was never an NFL team?
Oh, shoot.
A. The LA Rams. B. Baltimore Colts. C. Dallas Texans. D. New York Titans. E. Tennessee Tornadoes.
Stallion. Dallas Texans.
Nope.
Oh. The last one.
Yes.
Okay, that's one. What was it? The Tennessee Tornadoes? Tornadoes.
The Dallas Texans?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Which of these is actually a Final Fantasy main character name? A. Noelle. B. Thunder. C. Blade. D. Fate. Or E. Maxwell.
Stallion. Thunder.
No.
Oh, damn.
Do you want to hear the choices?
Can
again?
I hear what? Yeah.
A. Noelle.
Okay, that one.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
That's from 13-2.
Oh, I was thinking that they all were all like they really out there, like Final Fantasy 1 and 2
not.
Names.
There's some
or something
weird
like
normal
that.
Names
yeah.
in there. Okay. Which of these games can be finished without killing any enemies? A. Dishonored.
Stallion.
Damn it!
Dishonored.
Wrong.
No, you can't finish
you
it without...
You can finish it.
Oh, bosses.
There's more choices.
What?
B. Mirror's Edge. C. Deus Ex, Human Revolution. Or D. All of the above.
Stallion.
D?
Yeah.
Damn it. I shouldn't have tried to beat Nathaniel's up. Now we're tied. Okay.
All right.
It's got real.
Which of these is not a comic book publisher? A. Dark Horse. B. Image. C. Top Cow. D. Angry Viking Press. Or E. Slanted Stories.
Stallion. Angry Viking Press.
False.
Damn.
Top Cow.
False.
Yes.
Dang it.
Slanted Stories.
It's Slanted Stories.
I was between that.
That's a cool name, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounded cool. That's why I was like, I came up with it, and I was like,
oh, you
oh
made
crap,
it.
Is it real?
Oh, that's really good. So, still 3 each? Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to have to use all the questions here.
Which of these is not starring Sly Stallone?
Oh, my God.
A. Tango and Cash. B. Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. C.
Is that a real
Cliffhanger.
Movie?
D. Street Justice. Or E. Death Race 2000.
Stallion. Death Race 2000.
False.
He's in Death... He stars in Death Race 2000? Oh my god.
He's one of the racers.
But it does... Oh, okay.
What are the choices? The first...
A. Tango and Cash. B. Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. C. Cliffhanger. Or D. Street Justice.
Street Justice.
Boom.
I think
can't believe you got that.
How many questions are left? It's not gonna be first to six anymore now,
one,
right?
We have
1, 2,
3...
I can't
we have 1...
If we have 2 left.
2, 3, 4. We have 5 questions left.
Oh, okay.
So, was there a movie called Street Justice, or did you just make
I made that one up.
Because that sounded a lot like...
It sounds too, like just
yeah.
monotonous. Or
Judge
fake.
Dredd or something
yeah,
like
no,
that.
No, no. Stop and My Mom Will Shoot is actually a comedy that he made that flopped really hard.
I thought that... Yeah, I was like, that one's too crazy not to be true.
Okay. Ba-da-bum-bum-bum. Which of these is not a Lord of the Rings character? With help from Emily. A. Faramir. B. Boromir. C. Danithor, I think what his name is. E. Theodred. Or D. Dovahkiin.
Wait.
Stallion. The fourth one.
I said those out of order.
You did say those out of order, that's
my bad.
We said D twice or something like that.
Yeah, I think I said the D twice.
I still go with the fourth one.
Which one is it? What did it start with?
I don't know. It wasn't the first two.
No. Yeah, those ones were creepy. It wasn't Theromir, that was the third one.
Yeah, it was the fourth one.
Oh, it was Theodred. Okay, hold on. Faramir, Boromir. I'm going to put these in order. Faramir, Boromir, Danathar, Dovahkiin, Theodred.
I don't know which one I said then. I'm going to go with the last one now.
Mm-mm.
Damn it.
Can you read them again?
Faramir, Boromir, Danathar, Dovahkiin, or Theodred.
So I have a 50-50 chance right now.
Pretty much.
Dovahkiin.
Yeah, it's the main character from Skyrim.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
That's his name, like his default name? If you know. Oh, I didn't even know that. Okay. Well, that's cool. That's high four.
That was awkward.
It was awkward. Not as awkward as actually doing it.
My bad, I messed up the questions.
That's okay.
Or the answers. Which of these is a GTA title? So Grand Theft Auto.
Okay.
For those who don't know. Cashin' Games, Chinatown Wars.
Stallion. That one. Chinatown Wars.
Oh, I was hoping it would be like an all of the above, so no. I was waiting.
The rest were Ocean City Stories and The Ballad of
Michael. The first one wasn't.
Well, or it could have been like a B and C or something like that. I didn't want to get dishonored.
You got lucky on that one then. Which of these is not an imaginary currency used in games? This is a tough one.
Okay.
Alright. A, full, F-O-L. B, gil. C, credits. D, poke dollars. That's pretty obvious. E, bits. Or F, bricks.
Stallion. A.
No.
Can I hear the other choices?
You have gil, credits, poke dollars, bits, or bricks.
Credits?
Nope, that's Mass Effect.
It's bricks, right?
It's bricks.
Credits is Star Wars also.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So what's the score?
Four or five.
4 to 5. How many questions do I have left?
One or two.
I have...
So I could still tie this, basically.
Actually, this is the last question.
Yeah.
Let's
make this for all the marbles.
Okay. That makes sense.
Ethan might get this one. Okay. Which of these is not a Capcom series? Resident Evil, Devil May Cry, Mega Man, Onimusha, The Darkness, or Beautiful Joe?
Stallion. Onimusha.
No. For the win. Well, actually, you're already winning, but see if you get it right. Resident Evil.
No, that's a...
Devil May Cry.
No.
Mega Man.
No.
Onimusha. The Darkness. And Beautiful Joe.
Beautiful Joe?
No.
Damn it, that's the Darkness, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That was a Capcom title?
What?
The Darkness? Or the
no, it was not.
The question was, what's not a Capcom title?
Right. I knew that. But I'm stupid, because I should have known that.
Alright, Daniel wins. Thomas is trumping.
I was thinking of Perfect Dark, which isn't a...
Yeah!
I was thinking of The Perfect Dark, which isn't Capcom either, but I don't know. I was thinking maybe it could be.
Yeah.
Onimusha. That's what you were playing, right?
Yeah, that's what I was playing.
You told me it was Capcom.
Yeah, I told you it was Capcom 2.
Beautiful Joe.
Yeah, it's Capcom.
That's fun.
Forever since I played that.
That was fun.
I think that went well.
Yeah.
All right.
That's I all just realized me. That Nathaniel didn't even have to get the last one, right?
No, he didn't.
Let's take a break.
All right.
And then we'll come back and we'll do my topic. We'll take another break, and we'll come back and do the dance.
Well, that's a lot of breaks. Woo!
Hi, everyone. It's Ethan here. If you would like to contribute to the show in any way, whether it's providing a bumper or emailing in and just letting us know how you feel about the show, even if you just want a shout-out, write in. We'll put it out there. Write in at perfect10podcast@gmail.com. And remember, that's perfect 10 with the 10 part spelled out, as in T-E-N. Or you can also tweet us now at Perfect10Show. We look forward to getting in any kind of contributions that you have out there. Like I said, we'll play a bumper if you put it out there. We'll give a shout out if you want that as well. So, yeah, just do it. Welcome back to part 2 of episode 17. I guess it's my turn to...
17?
27. Episode 27.
We're back in time.
Back in time. Okay. It's my turn to choose a topic, and my topic requires a little bit of a build-up. But anyways, so we get British television shows, right? And, you know, they're very... Or anything that's like a... Not that type of build-up. Anything that's a British intellectual property, you know, they're very, very kind of exclusive to who gets to portray their their main actors. You know?
Mean British people?
Yeah, it has to be British people. You know, they, we saw that.
Like that, and my British accent is so bad.
We saw that. We saw that with with James Bond. The only exception was one of them was Australian, I think. And they actually tried to get Clint Eastwood to do it at one point.
I thought Sean Connery was Scottish.
Well, but it's British.
Is he like the bastard?
Don't say a Scottish person is British. But
is he the bastard? Like,
well, he was the first one. Well, from what I understand, the guy who wrote the books was mad when he found that out because he never envisioned James Bond as Scottish. But then Sean Connery did such a great job with it that I think he actually, in later books, kind of retconned the character to actually be Scottish or something so like British. That. So.
To be mad that a Scottish person got put in.
Yeah.
Thomas doesn't like the British.
Yeah. but anyways, so we get that, you know, and then the Doctor Who, obviously. Well, it's obvious because it's a British show, but at the same time, he's an alien, so why does it matter if he speaks, if he has a British accent or not? But still, they're very particular about that. J.K. Rowling was very particular about all of her characters in Harry Potter being British, which I don't know if they actually all were, if all the actors actually were.
It's a question of pride.
Okay, but anyway, so you get stuff like that, right?
Was there an American wizarding school?
Yeah, it's ghetto.
There probably was.
There were stabbings every day.
We never found out about it.
Actual ones.
Drug use was rampant.
So, I guess what I want to discuss is, so you get that, right? And then you get anything that's basically a current American property, and all, like, or that are with, like, American heroes, and they're all played by British actors or Australian actors, right? So you get, so Batman, Christian Bale.
British.
Wolverine.
What? Christian Bale's British?
Hugh Jackman.
You didn't know that?
Australian.
What? Man, I'm on.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman. Wolverine, Hugh Jackman, Australian.
Okay, yeah.
Guy from Kick-Ass, British.
Yeah, the guy from Kick-Ass is British. I had a lot more of these. Okay, well, Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield, British.
Also in Doctor Who.
Yeah. I had a lot. Okay, Abraham Lincoln, Daniel Day-Lewis, Irish, I think. British, yeah, but.
United Kingdom.
The chick in Zero Dark Thirty, right? She's British also. Yeah.
I guess. No wonder I don't like her.
Colin Farrell, Total Recall wasn't like a huge success, but it was an American thing.
Irish.
And he's Irish. I guess, but Arnold Schwarzenegger was Austrian, so. I understand more than most of these rationale for Lord of the Rings, but that was an American property. But almost everybody in it is like Australian or New Zealand or British. But I understand that one more, because it's fantasy, so.
Outside of Zac Efron, we don't have any teenage actors.
That's not necessarily true, but I get it. Like, they're generally better actors, but why don't we have the same kind of, like, taboo about it, and why don't we get offended when someone's faking an American accent?
Because we're the melting pot.
Or are we just a tossed salad?
People prefer tossed salad.
Prison terms or others?
Well, that was just always, like, the verses. Are we a melting pot or are we a salad?
Yeah. People prefer toss salad now, right? It's more politically correct or whatever.
What the hell's wrong with melting pot?
It implies that we've all become homogenous or whatever. That we've all just melted into the same thing.
And the salad is, all the ingredients are just like staying there alone, but when mixed together, makes something really delicious.
Yeah.
But they're all different, like lettuce and tomatoes,
right?
And, like, onions.
But anyways, I don't buy that as the reasoning for it.
What?
That it's because we're a mixed salad, that it's okay for that to happen.
I don't think we have any.
I don't know, maybe it's because of the, like, British invasion, like, in the 50s, like, in the music industry, and now we just become obsessed with other countries and fascinated, you know?
But they're playing American characters. Henry Cavill as Superman, he's British.
Gerard Butler, 300, he's British.
Well, that was...
Or is he Australian?
He's Scottish.
He's Scottish. He's
but it was Spartans, anyways.
Yeah, but they're Greeks.
Yeah. And
how British feels about that.
Michael Fassbender is British.
British.
Yeah, and he's Magneto. But I guess in fairness, Magneto is supposed
James
to be Polish
McAvoy?
Or whatever.
James
McAvoy. But Xavier is Scottish. He's supposed to be Scottish.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But.
Well, he's in Wanted.
Yeah, he was Wanted as an American. Yeah, so. And I mean, some of them are like not so well known to where it really matters, but you get these huge American properties. Like, the comic book industry is part of what makes American culture American culture. And all of our favorite childhood characters to play with British people, and I have nothing against it. I'm not saying like, oh, we should kick these British people out. I don't care about that. I like British people, and the roles they portrayed have been great. But why is it that we don't like? Why can't there be an American Doctor or
James Bond? Who would you put in?
As far as an American Doctor goes, there could be some pretty good characters for that, or good people who could play.
Who would you put in as Wolverine?
Oh, I get what you're saying. I don't know. I mean, that's the problem now.
It's not
that
Hugh Jackman fits in, but like, if you were to make a new Wolverine movie, starting from scratch, yeah, who would you put
in?
It
would be hard because at this point, for me, it's hard to think of anybody but Hugh
Jackman.
Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
What about Spider-Man? Because you don't really see his face that much.
At one point, I thought I had a good idea for. Well, if this was like 10 years ago, Neil Patrick Harris probably could have been him. He's the voice of him in the cartoons, anyways. Mm-hmm. I don't know now. I mean, at least Tobey Maguire, he was American, right? I didn't really like him that much.
Topher Grace.
Yeah.
I got a question.
And
is Chris Evans American?
Yeah, he's American. So a lot of
Captain America! And that's all that matters.
And here's the thing, is almost the entire Marvel cast is American, at least, except for Thor, but, you know, he's not, like...
Spider-Man.
Well, as far as what the Disney properties go, the Disney Marvel stuff with the Avengers... But
surprise, the announcement on the 20th is actually that Sony has dropped Spider-Man and gave it to Disney.
And it's going to be in Avengers 2.
Well, that's obvious.
He's going to be in Spider-Man. Oh, he's going to be in it.
Oh, in Avengers 2. Anyway, go back.
So, yeah, I just find it, I don't know, I find it curious. And, you know, I've been reading a lot of Neil Gaiman stuff. And, like, he's British, but he's been living in America for a long time. So he has this kind of really nice sweet spot of where he fits really well into both cultures. And he's really impacted both cultures. And why aren't there American people who really do that in the UK? Like, why?
Because we're not.
Why isn't there?
Because there's no.
There's snobby British people.
No, because the Hollywood scene isn't the same over there. We're not flocking to go over there. They want to go over here.
Yeah.
Make the big bucks.
Yeah,
this is true.
This is the world.
That's true.
Scene. There's no Hollywood.
Yeah, Hollywood's not in
London. London.
But, yeah. Well, yeah. When I was saying people going over there, I didn't necessarily mean for movies.
Oh.
But, yeah.
BBC
but,
stuff.
As far as movies go, that's true. And, you know, BBC occasionally gets...
Maybe we're just bad at faking British accents.
That's a lot.
Well, you know, that is that.
Russell Crowe. He's in everything.
Right.
He's not American.
But, you know, like, then you think about it, and British people fake American accents, and it gets by us, but you can still, every now and then... You could hear moments where the British accent comes out, and we just kind of look past it, and we're kind of like, man.
Hugh Laurie's really good at it.
Oh, Hugh Laurie's one of the best at it. and that's what people, he's usually gets the best credit for.
I was like, what do you like?
I mean, I think him and John Barrowman, who plays Captain Jack, are the two best people that I could think about. And it's because Captain Jack's not faking it. Like, he just has two accents. He has his Scottish accent.
American?
Yeah, Chris Pine is American, that I know
Why
of.
Isn't he in everything?
He is in everything.
He's going to be.
Sort of.
He's going to be Han Solo and Captain.
No, it's going to be... What's his face as Han Solo? Is what I've been hearing.
Clint Eastwood.
No, what?
JGO.
No.
Is
it's
he
going to be the same guy.
Harrison Ford?
Yeah.
Not for the Han Solo spinoff. That
God, I hope it's not JGO.
Actually, I heard a really good pick for who should play... what's his name?
Ewan McGregor?
Who should play Lando.
Ewan McGregor's not Australian.
Yeah, no, he's Scottish.
Scottish, same thing.
What?
They're British prisoners.
I actually heard a really good...
We just lost two countries.
I heard a really good suggestion for who should play Lando in the Han Solo spinoff. If Denzel. Was in it. Donald Glover.
Oh, Denzel.
Yeah, that'd be a good pick.
Especially since it's a Disney thing. Like,
I think he's that versatile.
Yeah, and he kind of... But
is he going to be like the 70s Lando, or is it going to be like a modern Lando?
I think it'll be like a modern Lando.
Hey, you cool cats.
Well, as far as they can make it modern with and still blend into the mythos of Star Wars. Yeah, so is the Han Solo spin-off, is Han always going to be going, sister, like, you got another thing coming. Because that's what he did that a lot in episode 4.
I know.
There's so many things that stand the test of the time, but I don't know what George Lucas was thinking when he...
It was the 70s, man.
But no one could have seriously thought that'd be something that people would still be saying 40 years from now.
Oh my god.
Lucas was on a lot of drugs back then.
Because you think about it, in Community, there's that episode where, like, Donald Glover and... Or where Troy and Abed are kind of both Han Solo, but Troy is kind of Lando and Obit's kind of Han. Yeah.
Zach Braff as Luke Skywalker.
Is he American?
Yeah, he's American. He's got a third nipple.
Fun fact of the day.
I think it's like on his like, I think it's like on his abdomen or something like that.
Speaking of,
I learned that from the morning stream.
I am on season.
You're watching Scrubs again.
Seven.
Aren't you? Of Scrubs. Oh, Zach Braff. Yes. You said. Yeah. I was thinking of Zach Efron. Zac Efron has a third nipple.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
I apologize to Zach Braff. He did not.
Yeah. I heard someone suggest someone good for Luke too, but Luke's not getting a spin.
Mark Hamill. So.
And Mark Hamill.
Yeah. Have you seen a modern picture of Mark Hamill?
Yeah, I have. He looks like the Joker. He looks like the Joker.
He's too big now.
He's got an...
Val Kilmer ass.
He's like almost as big as Val Kilmer. No. Yeah. I'm sorry, Mark Hamill.
He kind of actually looks like the guy that they originally had play Luke's father at the end of episode 6 when they did the ghost stuff. Mm. He actually does kind of look like that guy now.
I can't remember.
Because they replaced it with what's his Christian, whatever his name is now. But, huh?
Is Travolta American?
Yeah.
Back to...
I'm starting to question every American actor now.
Yeah, right? It's a conspiracy.
Fucking Viggo Mortensen. Swedish bastard.
He's not Spanish.
Swedish.
Is he Swedish?
I think so.
I thought he was Australian.
What about the fact that... Is there... I don't know. I could be just pulling this out of my butt, but like...
Daniel. Oh, sorry. What?
Are they like classically trained more over there?
Well, that's part of it. I mean, a lot of them have Shakespeare background and stuff.
A lot of them just end up on Disney shows here is the problem. And their careers die out as they spiral with drugs and alcohol.
That's true, too.
That's a good reason.
But then you do get actors who are classically trained, like Orlando Bloom, who does not have the acting quality of a classically trained actor.
Classically trained?
Yeah, he was a Shakespearean actor before...
John Malkovich?
That's the thing, he gets put in the same
I think
role.
He's American, but he is a classic... He's a Shakespearean actor, though. But he's old and he's a typecasted, you know? He can't play any, like, modern... Like, he's not going to play...
Christopher Walken? Sam Rockwell?
Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, but talk about people who can't act.
Sam Rockwell?
Now I'm confused on who this is.
Sam Rockwell could act.
From Moon?
And Choke. And he's the bad guy, sort of the bad guy in Iron Man 2. He's one of the best parts about Iron Man 2.
Christopher Walken is like, I'm going to hit you with a soldering iron. Yeah, I'm Christopher Walken.
He has that weird kind of German accent.
Weird voice. I get typecasted as a mobster in every movie.
Okay. Or the awesome bum in MVP.
Here's the real question. He wasn't the guy from Avatar, was he?
That's Sam Worthington.
Oh, okay. Then I'm thinking of the wrong person.
He's Australian, I think.
Yeah.
Or British.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. They can have him back.
Well, and here's the other thing. So we made an American girl with the dragon tattoo.
That's good action.
And got Daniel Craig to play the main guy.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig's not American?
No, I got that, but...
We made an American girl with a dragon tattoo. Not just like an international girl with a dragon tattoo with English accents or anything like that.
That's just the fact that we wanted it in English.
But we made it American. We said it in New York, right? We didn't just do I think so. We didn't just do one in English in like the European setting or something.
Is Tatum American?
It was.
I haven't seen it, but I thought it was. I thought it was set in America.
It's set in Europe.
It's still set in Europe. Yeah. Okay, well that's fine.
Is Tatum American?
I think so. He fakes the British accent, right? And
oh, he's so bad at it.
An eagle or whatever.
He drops it after 30 seconds. Okay. He says one line.
I still kind of like that movie.
I like that movie.
Yeah,
I'm not even joking. Like, it's a
I didn't
good movie
see it either.
Because it has what's his face in it. The other guy, the
guy from Jumper.
Yeah.
Oh, the Billy Elliot guy.
I think so.
Yeah,
it's Billy Elliot. Yeah.
He won
an Oscar for that, I think. Or the movie, Billy Elliot did for sure. But
is that a Wes Anderson movie?
I think so, yeah. That's the guy that did that movie you like, right? And the movie you don't like. The Edward Norton movie about the summer camp.
Moonrise Kingdom?
Moonrise Kingdom?
Yeah.
You liked it?
I thought it was phenomenal. Now I like it even more and more
so
as
awkward.
Each day goes on. Yes, there is one awkward scene, but get over it.
I didn't like it.
It's just weird because it's horrible. I thought he would have liked it.
It's not horrible.
So, but the thing is, we do have relatively young American actors with good acting chops. We have Chris Pine. We have Ryan Gosling, who has yet to portray a superhero.
But Ryan Gosling's a hipster actor. He does that. He does weird movies that everyone goes see.
He does every like, but he does. He's done those really good like.
Rom-coms?
Well, yeah, but he did Blue Valentine, which isn't Is that what you're saying?
No
about
one saw
movie?
That though, because it's too much.
Yeah.
Saw what?
Blue Valentine. It's like a hardcore romantic movie.
It's not romantic at all. It's a story of a relationship falling apart. But he's a phenomenal actor in it.
Like Drive, no one really saw
The only
Drive.
Like really indie thing I can think of that he's done is Lars and the Real Girl, which is an amazing movie, and he's amazing in it.
Gangster Squad's flopped.
So not necessarily because of him, but the point I'm saying is he could act. We know he could act. And Ryan Reynolds, I mean, Green Lantern wasn't on. Oh yeah, that's right. He is Canadian.
He's Canadian?
Yeah.
Huh.
So I just like
I would want
We have Chris, Donald Faison. There we go.
Ooh, we do have
Skyline.
Yeah. Someone else suggested him for Lando also, but he might be a little. Actually, he might be the right age for the part. Though,
Ed Harris?
But...
He's too skinny, though.
Who?
The guy from Remember the Titans? The black guy? Main black guy.
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Ed Harris.
He's the guy,
Superman or whatever?
From Southland.
Yeah, he was in Southland for a little while.
He looked like he was dying in that show.
Well, he's really, really skinny.
He's tall, too.
Yeah,
he's really tall.
He's really lanky.
I can see him more as Lando than the other guy, Donald Faison.
Yeah.
That's not...
He might be too old now.
Because Donald Faison's got that, like, eye face, you know?
He's too short and, like, bulky.
And Sons of Anarchy, which is, like, supposed to be as American as it gets from, like, the extreme side.
Yeah!
Charlie Hunnam
is
British.
What's up with
that? Is Ron Perlman American?
Ron Perlman, I think, is American or Canadian. He's definitely North American.
We still have Nick Cage.
He is?
Ron Perlman?
No, that's shocking.
We still have
you think he's? You thought he was English?
Yeah, I thought if any of those people were English, it would have been him.
It's okay, guys. We still have Nicolas Cage.
I think Ron Perlman is American.
No, I'm Crickets.
I think his normal voice is his voice in that and as Hellboy.
Season of the Witch 2? You ready?
He was one of the better parts about Season of the Witch. The movie itself was fine, aside from whenever Nicolas Cage spoke. Like, whenever Nicolas Cage spoke, there was a problem.
It's when he was trying too hard.
He was trying way too hard. Like, he was... The over-the-top part was fine. Like, that's good Nicolas Cage, but it's when he was, like, trying to be all, like...
Epic and, like,
yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, you're right. He is his New York.
New York, New York. Yeah. So, it's just...
Boy, my perception's so off.
Yeah, I just find it fascinating. It's just such an interesting kind of, like... culture thing of, like, you know, they're very stringent about who gets to, and maybe it is because they do have so many actors go to America and become some part of the American pop culture that they want, I think so, that they want their British characters to be British, you know, but
I just don't, but it's only like, because we only have like two or three that are that age to be doing like superhero movies.
Chris Pine should be a superhero, but he's already a superhero in essence.
Yeah, I mean, he's Captain Kirk,
right?
Like, we don't have that many.
Yeah, you're right. We don't.
It'd be Chris Pine and everything.
Maybe we don't have that many because we're not opening up the casting to that many. Like, you know, it's like a cycle that perpetuates itself.
We might not have
kind of.
The same, like, like you're saying, like, same pathway. Like,
yeah.
A lot of them have to go through Disney, and like a lot of them that go through Disney don't get past Disney, kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, that's only if they want to be like child actors, though.
Well,
but,
I mean, like the more practice you have, the better you are.
Well, yeah,
like...
that's true.
But it's only like the actors you're talking about are like
Drake
European
Bell.
And Scottish.
Josh
I mean,
Peck.
Australian, right? There's no like
is
right, right.
There's
but,
no like other countries like
right, but
seeping
the,
into.
What's his name?
I mean, there are, but not
right,
like
but the yeah, but that's because it's the exact opposite of the whole British thing of how only British people could be British roles, but we have American roles being played by British.
That's
because
I think it's their size of country. They're such a small country that maybe they take more pride in.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
but I just think
what
it's,
are you asking over there?
What's his name? Little guy.
That's not
Hunger
specific.
Games.
Oh, he could be.
Is he American?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a good actor too.
Is he?
I like him.
He was in the All-Star game yesterday.
He might be Canadian.
Is that, we're thinking of the same guy?
I think so.
The guy from the second, or
the guy that plays PETA.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I'm Hutchinson.
Chris.
Something.
Josh.
Hutchinson. Yeah.
Is it?
Josh?
But he's a good actor. And
he's pretty good.
Have you seen him in Bridge to Terabithia? That movie still makes me cry.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
And it's great because of him. Like, he's the person that makes that movie great.
You see the tension.
I would say that.
It's about a one-man role.
Dane Cook.
After,
no, it was the girl after, that
after
made
she,
it great.
But then she dies.
Spoilers. Jeez.
Okay, but then she dies, and then you have to be sad for a while, and it's because you're watching him react to everything.
No, you're sad because she was the best part of the movie, and she was, I don't know.
Both really good.
Yes.
I think he's a good actor. I haven't seen Hunger Games.
Union,
but
Kentucky,
I wouldn't base Hunger Games as a standard for anything good
Dan
or
Cook.
Bad.
He can act. Have you seen, what was that movie called? It's about the fingerprint killer. Mr. Brooks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a good movie.
I've not seen that.
That's a great movie. You probably wouldn't want to see it because you would just get more paranoid.
You probably would get scared.
Because it's based on a true story, too. Hey. The only reason why they know the stuff is because
he confessed
everything.
Yeah.
Did he get a lesser sentence?
Well, he had two personalities.
Yeah.
So
oh.
He basically ratted out on the personality that was doing everything.
So is he, like, kill himself or something?
No.
I think he's just in the loony bin.
Yeah.
That
he
sucks.
Was really rich. He had a lot of money. He was like a CEO and had a really nice family.
Murderer.
Yeah.
We have Jared Leto. No, he's British, isn't he?
No, I think he's American and just fakes a British accent.
He's not bad. He's not a bad actor.
No, he's not. Yeah. He's getting a little older now, though, for stuff like that.
He still looks the same, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so why is it that Americans always have this fascination with British people and, like...
Yeah, seriously? Royal family? Get that shit out
British
of here.
British flag
I don't care.
And, you know...
Well, it's like what you were saying with the British invasion thing. Like,
right.
There definitely is an infatuation with British culture.
And maybe they're just marketing off that.
Yeah,
you know?
And maybe that's why we're so open to having British people play American roles.
I don't care if Kate Middleton's pregnant.
She's hot, though.
Kind of have to be married into the royal family.
Probably. Did you see... Her
bikini
photos?
Pics? Oh my god.
Don't even act like you didn't hear about it, so I mean.
I didn't see him.
Yeah, I saw him on the Inquirer yesterday.
And her sister? Man.
Keep it together. You have a girlfriend.
So do you.
We do have American actors that are coming up. Like, we could see, like, we could all be honest, and Donald Glover could easily be in one of the next bigger blockbusters of any kind of property.
Huge.
Like, he could easily be in Star Wars or an Avengers movie. Like, he could be... I'm trying to... What would be a good African-American character for him
Static
to play
Shock.
In? He would be an amazing Static Shock.
Oh.
But that's DC, though. But he would be a really good Static Shock. But, I mean, there's a reason why everyone wanted him to play Miles Morales Spider-Man, right? So...
Is that happening?
I don't think so.
Oh,
no.
Man.
It's just when
there will never be a black Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's just when people heard that there'd be a Spider-Man reboot, they were trying to push it for it to be him. And then they heard that Miles Morales was going to be Spider-Man, and then they were like, well, this should have just been done that way from the start, or whatever. That could have been a really good movie, and it wouldn't have gotten compared as much to the original Spider-Mans.
Tobey Maguire. Versus Topher Grace.
I think Tobey Maguire is a good actor.
Yeah.
But I don't think he has very many roles that he fits into.
I want to see him buffed up. I think
I agree. He's
funny.
A good actor. What was something that I saw him in?
Pleasantville?
That TV show?
70s show?
That's not Tobey.
Oh, that's Topher Grace. Wrong one.
No, the...
He's in Predators.
The one with the dog. Is that him?
The one with the dog?
There's lots of shows.
Oh, that's Elijah Wood.
Scooby-Doo.
Wilfred? Yeah.
He's British. Or Australian.
No, Elijah Wood's American, I think.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, I think he's one of the few American actors in Lord of the Rings.
But he's so small.
It's like him and Liv Tyler. I think that's about all the American people in there.
Liv Tyler? This is how I talk, because I'm Liv Tyler. I have a giant mouth, but I talk like this.
I love Liv Tyler.
She's okay.
She's beautiful.
She whispers in everything.
She's Liv Tyler.
Liv Tyler is a whispering name.
Yeah.
My father goes, yeah! And I go, hey guys.
She's graceful is the thing. She's all flowy and majestic in everything she's in. Even when that's
like
that.
You know she can get super loud, I bet.
Dude, have we ever thought of her for Wonder Woman?
She could have been Wonder Woman at one point.
No, Kate Beckinsale.
No, people,
better curves.
You know, people have...
Kate Beckinsale for Wonder Woman? This is... It has to be American.
Well,
Wonder Woman's the
Wonder Woman's an Amazon.
She's from Amazon.
Yeah.
She didn't get off. She doesn't need to
but
be American.
She's a goddess. But anyways.
Come on. They're embraced the idea
yeah,
of American.
I've actually heard someone suggested Jennifer Lawrence, and that probably wouldn't be as good as it could get right now. As far as if you think about the age thing.
She's
and
a good looking girl.
Is. And she's curvy, too. So she has the body for it.
Kate Upton for Wonder Woman?
No. Kate Upton acts like a fucking
and they,
piece of wood.
They dyed her hair black for Hunger Games, right? Like, she's supposed to have dark hair in Hunger Games.
Have you seen Captain Act?
I can't remember it.
It's horrible.
No, I think she had lighter hair.
She
for,
did.
Light,
I haven't seen Hunger Games, so. But I think she would look fine if they dyed her hair black, though, right? She kind of has.
Maybe
a,
she did have black.
She kind of has a tan complexion.
Has anybody seen
so.
Her movie, Silver Linings Playbook?
I heard it's amazing, but I haven't seen
too.
It. Bradley Cooper, he's getting a little older now, but he could have been.
How old is Bradley?
He could be
Cooper?
Batman still.
No, he's like 40.
He could still
he's
be Batman.
He's 40 years old.
He could still be Batman.
They have the internet.
Oh my god.
He could still
I thought he was like 32 or something.
He could definitely still be Batman.
We have Zach Galifianakis.
We have Johnny Knoxville. He's not a bad actor.
He's not like a bad actor. He's definitely typecast, though.
We have Steve-O. We're saved.
Steve-O as Iron Man.
Oh, God.
Wrong!
At least Iron Man's American, also. We got
what about the guy who plays Borat? Is he American?
Sasha no, he's British.
He's British?
Yeah. I think so.
I didn't know that.
That's where he got big, is he had shorts in some British show that were, like, all of his characters, and then he started making movies based off of them.
Ali G?
Who's Ali G? Oh, that's a show.
That's the show.
Yeah.
Even though I hated that show.
I can't.
I think he's a great actor.
He is a good actor. He's great, and he's great in Hugo. He's amazing in Hugo.
Yeah.
We still have Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Have you seen that guy lately?
He has the beard. He could be Odin.
Bradley Cooper is 38 years old. He's from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
If they were going to go for an older mentoring Batman, he could easily
be. Dude, he could be Batman.
Yeah.
Ed Helms.
I like Bradley Cooper. Ed Helms. Who's Ed Helms?
John Krasinski?
No.
John Krasinski was, he was going to possibly be Star-Lord in Guardians of the Galaxy, but they got Chris Pratt. I'm excited about that.
John Krasinski is the JGL of, like... That's
Whoa.
No, because John Krasinski is purely a comedy.
JGL is such a better actor.
Well, John Krasinski, have you seen
what?
Have you seen Away We Go? That's an
What are you talking about? Of the two, John Krasinski is miles above JGL.
You've seen
no,
Hop?
They're both amazing actors. I don't get
you've
why.
Seen Hop?
You can't
have
fault
you seen
an
Hop?
Actor for a
Have
movie.
You seen Hop?
No.
John Krasinski's in that?
He's probably the main guy.
I think it's him. It might be another guy.
No,
like
but anyways, I don't get why we're comparing him, because John Krasinski isn't even an action actor. He's a comedy and, like, rom-com and drama actor. And JGL has done...
Maybe the other guy that looks like him.
JGL is definitely more versatile so far. But no, John Krasinski, they're debating for Star-Lord, but they got Chris
is
Pratt.
Is Michael C. Hall British?
No, I think he's American.
He's a good actor.
James Marsden.
Oh, that guy.
Who's James Marsden?
Cyclops.
He's the...
I like the actor.
He's the lead character from Red Dead Redemption.
I like James Marsden. Yeah!
He's real. I like him a lot in some things, and I can't stand him in other things. I didn't like him as Cyclops at all. But
I don't like Cyclops.
I think he's hilarious in Sex
he's
Drive.
He's a very good character.
And he's hilarious in...
Yes.
And he's pretty good in 37 Dresses.
We have...
Which that movie itself is all right, but
we
he's
have
pretty
Seth
good
Green.
In it.
We're good. Seth Green could be a Green Lantern.
You know, a lot of the
no.
lead actors are... Could have, like... If any of these things were done 10 years ago, they would have all been perfect choices for American... These American things. Then you get James Marsters faking his British accent. Spike.
Oh,
he's American.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
He's really old, though, now, right?
He's getting, yeah.
But he has a look that... Of him.
He could have been... He sort of maybe could have done Han Solo at one point. If you ever watch Torchwood, he's in Torchwood eventually.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, for a few episodes. And he's a very Han Solo-like
character.
That's
a good
character.
Time to watch it.
Yeah. He's one of Captain Jack's old friends from the future.
Listen, sister.
Huh?
Nothing.
What?
Listen, sister.
Listen, oh. Listen, Bent. That's what he always says in
Clint Eastwood should be
Buffy.
Everyone.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood. They actually offered Clint Eastwood the role for James Bond a long time ago, and he turned it down saying it should be British. But he could have been maybe the first and only American actor that we ever had.
And all
James Bond.
Would he
would cast?
Would he
Star
fake
Wars
a British style. Accent, or would
no?
He
I think
be
they
American?
Would have like Americanized.
I think
the...
he can.
Clint Eastwood is
so. Is
but
there
he's an amazing actor? So maybe he could.
Is
have.
There something preventing Hollywood from just making? What's preventing them? Is it a law or is it like some contract?
It's probably just.
What do you mean?
Ethics.
Preventing an American
from being in a British movie?
No,
or...
from James Bond specifically.
I think it's just whoever has the rights to make proper,
they would
like,
probably
make
like,
stuff right now just doesn't want to do that.
Boycott it.
Like
they already made him blonde. Anything can happen.
Really?
No.
They can make him a redhead in the next movie.
No.
If it's Michael Fassbender, it might be.
Is he a redhead?
I think he's kind of a redhead. Yeah.
I've seen him blonde too many times, so.
Yeah.
He could really bend a fast one.
Because he's a redhead in First Class. I don't know if that was his natural hair color or not. Magneto's
he's a blonde in
hair.
Shame. Ugh. Can't believe I've seen that much of Fassbender. Full frontal Michael Bath.
Tom Hardy was Bane, but
he's,
I don't know
he's
what
British.
His. I know, but I don't know. But Bane was supposed to be Spain.
I love Tom
Mexican,
Hardy.
So
I have a Tom Hardy man crush.
Tom Hardy's pretty good. He could potentially be Han Solo also.
With an A on the Tom Hardy, except for as Bane.
You haven't seen Bronson.
You haven't seen Warrior.
But I actually finally saw the poster to it on
see
Netflix.
Yeah. Warrior.
It looks crazy.
Yeah.
You would not like Bronson.
You wouldn't like Bronson, but you would probably appreciate his acting in it.
I want to see Warrior.
We should probably wrap up this topic because it's.
Well, it's just.
We're just kind of just like.
Talking about the actors.
Babbling out.
It was just name
There's
drama.
Probably like so many actors that our millions of fans are going to write in and tell us that we missed.
Right.
So, next time we can talk about it.
Okay. So, we'll take another break.
Let's wrap it
Come
up.
Come back and finish though. The show up with Nathaniel's topic, which is still a mystery at this point.
No, it's not.
Shh. We know, but we
Welcome back to part 3 of episode 27, our last topic of the episode. Daniel's finishing it up, so shoot.
So, there's this image linked about the new PlayStation 4 controller, and that's what I want to talk about.
Okay.
But, the biggest thing, if we can pull up the image, is that light on the top, and people
that's
are
the
saying
Move controller.
That's the Move controller. And it's going to be built in, so I have no clue how that's going to function.
It's going to replace 6-axis, because no one uses 6-axis.
What was 6-axis?
Where you can go like this with the controller, and it'll go directions.
Oh, yeah.
But they used that for a few games really well.
I forgot that they did that.
Flower. And Journey?
Did they do that again?
No, you're pulling my leg.
But again, so indie titles that
so Flower,
would be expected
so Flower,
to take advantage of.
They used it for Lair, which was a launch title, and it flopped because you couldn't control the thing.
Yeah. Maybe they could use it for some racing games, but I guess not.
They have steering wheels for that.
Yeah, but they also, like on the controller, they've made the thumbsticks wider apart, and they've made them like the Xbox, where they're grooved in instead of out.
A little bit less, though, because there's like a weird ring and then a hump in the
middle. Yeah, but that's not the final. They say that's not the final, but
that looks like it would work, though. Because your thumb would, like, get stuck in between, like, the two crevices.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, like,
yeah, but I don't think it'd be
out.
As comfortable as, like, the Xbox one.
Okay, that's right.
I have to try it out
Never
to
been
see.
As comfortable as the Xbox ones.
Huh?
PlayStation's never been as comfortable
they
as
the
Xbox
They have that nice kind of padding feel. I like the feel of that thing. I've never...
Of what?
The way the nubs have always felt on the...
They feel like you have good control, but, like...
They're, like, velvety or whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I think the...
It's a nice feeling. I've never been comfortable using a PlayStation controller.
The PS2 controller was amazing, I think.
It's the same controller, though. It's just the PS3 controller doesn't weigh anything.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Also, there's that LCD screen, which I have no clue what they're going to put on there. Like your
nothing,
game stats? Or...
Nothing. Look at the Wii U. They haven't put anything on there.
Well, the Wii U is just a big failure in general.
Yeah.
And they're not gonna be able to compete with.
They
these
haven't put
people.
Anything on that screen yet that's useful.
There's fun, like I heard that sometimes it there's cool novelty things that are fun with that, but in the end,
but
it's
they're
not
novelty.
Worth it.
Not
yeah.
how much it's worth though. Yeah. Also, they changed the D-pad on it.
No start and select.
Finally, no start and select, and there might be a headphone jack on the bottom.
I'm guessing maybe that's something like that the screen would do was the start and select,
or the PlayStation button pulls up a menu.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh yeah.
The LCD
like
screen
Xbox
start
button.
And select. But I also have something else.
Concave triggers? Let's go! Come on, Sony.
Pick
up your game.
That'll never happen.
I wonder if, actually, if Xbox, if Microsoft has that patented to any
Maybe.
Kind of degree.
I don't think so.
It's possible.
They're the first to do it. I mean, GameCube did it, I guess.
Yeah.
And so did Dreamcast. Mm-hmm. Well, Dreamcast wasn't actually concave, it was just angled, right?
Yeah.
So.
There is a contest that I think GameSpot or IGN was holding, and it was to design the new consoles, just the aesthetics. And there's this one design, and I didn't really care about the console, but it was the controller they designed. And I was going to ask you guys what you think about it. It was, like, it looks like that, but everything is, like, touch. There are no joysticks, they're just things.
Can't do it.
And there's no buttons.
No.
Because have you tried virtual controllers on iPad and iPhone?
What do you think, like, in the future?
No. Unless they built in some sort of weird kind of, like, touch, like, some sort of, like, kick, like, feedback response that made what you were touching feel different somehow. Still,
I don't think we're there yet.
I don't think so either, that would be good, but something cool that people are saying about it is that you could change button layout, like, crazy and customize everything.
For sure.
Which would be a plus.
Wouldn't it be kind of unfair?
No, like, per game.
Games?
No. Why would it be?
If it became the standard.
Yeah,
like,
well,
if everybody
had that controller,
if everyone had
the
option, it wouldn't matter anymore.
Yeah, but what if there's, like, better setups than others?
Well it's just, like, the most competitive games are online FPS on computers, and you could customize that however you want.
Yeah,
so, I mean, people buy those interesting keyboard pad things, and
those are weird.
Stuff that, like, contoured your hand.
Which
perfectly.
I've tried looking up, and I still don't know what they're called.
Yeah, I don't remember what they're called either.
Hand mouse.
Just call them a gamepad. That's probably the best way to find
I've
it.
I've tried. Like, there's something specific, because I can't find them at all. Even though I'm not going to buy one.
But so. No, you're right. That would be cool. But it's in the end, it's not practical, though, I think. Because it's just, yeah.
So this controller, what do you think it tells us about the PlayStation 4?
It's kind of like the same.
That's what I'm saying, right? Nothing is going to be different.
Well, whatever that LED thing is maybe. But
the interface will be different than the PS3 one.
But I'm okay with that. I don't want the controllers to change that much. This is making, aside from that weirdness going on in the middle, I think that's a good sign that they're not trying to add some weird gimmick to the console, that it's going to be a console for games the way we like games to be,
yeah,
right?
Nintendo.
So.
So you got Nintendo.
I'm glad that they're changing. Oh, well, hopefully that they're changing the UI on the, because I hate the one on
PS3.
They have.
Some
right
people
now.
Love that, though. I think Seth, that's like his favorite thing.
I think it's easy to mess with, but
it feels more like an actual, like, computer directory, I think, kind of, but
I don't like it at all.
No one uses DOS.
But what about the Move being integrated into, that's just boring, and no one uses the Move. It's
but at the same time, it does
make... It
makes
it easier, because everyone has Move at that point.
Right, I understand that, but
it's going to make it more expensive.
But that means, it does mean that they're not going to drop Move out of, like,
right,
the actual stuff, so... But
what if the next Xbox doesn't have a controller at all? You have to use the Kinect for everything.
Oh, God.
Then it wouldn't sell anything. Unless it worked amazing.
Still.
And then you could buy, like, peripherals, like a gun or something.
Well, but here's the thing, what if it just kept using the old Xbox controllers? So they wouldn't need to release new controllers, at least. You know, that everything would be...
That would save people so much money.
It would. And that'd be an interesting selling point, you know?
I like my consoles to come with a controller.
No. But if you already have a controller...
But I like... I'm gonna need a second controller. But, I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, but for people who already do have a controller...
Yeah.
That'd
Let's
be
say
amazing.
You have an option that comes with...
Plus, they're all... I mean, they're Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
they're,
it doesn't.
They're wireless, so... It'd be... It,
and it would
this
be $50,
day and age, it'd
be
way
it'd
be
$50
easier.
Cheaper.
It would be $50 cheaper.
And it's a great controller. They don't need to change it. They really don't. So...
Yeah, I hope they don't change that controller. It's amazing. Best controller ever made.
That's what I was saying last week, and everybody else wanted different controllers.
Nah, man. NES controller, best ever made.
A little brick?
Sharp edges. For smacking people.
That's all you ever talk about.
Did you hit your sister with that when she was a baby?
No, she wasn't even born yet.
Yeah.
But by that point, Nintendo 64 was out. Maybe,
that one didn't have any sharp
maybe
edges.
Even the GameCube
was
out by that point.
Actually, looking back, however...
You can put an eye out with Nintendo 64. No, you can put both eyes out with that. And dent the nose in somehow. Not that I ever tried that or anything.
What? Okay, so... When I was using the Nintendo 64 controller, I actually didn't think it was that bad back in the day. But now,
I
don't understand how we used
it. I'm like, do I hold it like this? Do I hold it like this?
You hold it with your left hand in the middle, and then your right hand on the right.
But some people, didn't you say you played with both on the sides and actually...
And sometimes actually, I played like this. Yeah. Like, some games didn't use the analog
sticks. Do you know how... But what's interesting is anybody who tries who's competitive in fighter games, you know how they
use this arcade stick.
Or they use the controller. Yeah, they do like a... They like put it in their lap or put it on the table and then they do this.
Why?
Because that's how they grew up playing things with like in arcades.
Oh, so like...
Yeah, and because you know how a lot of those combos require like this thing? Yeah. Apparently it's a lot easier to execute that when you're playing this way. And so they like...
So they like duct tape it down or something?
What do you mean?
So it doesn't like slide around?
Oh, maybe, yeah. That'd or some people do it in their lap, but yeah. But that's how a lot of people who competitively play.
That makes sense.
It does make sense, but it's a little too small to do it.
Yeah. There's another one for like FPS that people like play like this.
Like what?
Like this. So you have your index finger on the buttons.
Oh.
And
why?
So you don't have to take your... let's say in Call of Duty, when you crouch, you press the B button with your thumb, right?
Right. It makes sense.
But when it's like this, you can press the B button and still look around.
So you just have to get that coordination, I guess, but...
That makes
people
sense.
People are crazy. That's insane.
Isn't that weird? They call it the claw.
The claw.
Keep it together.
Really? You're gonna tell me to keep it together after just quoting Toy Story? One of the greatest animated movies of all time?
Yes. Except I still hate two.
That's why I said Toy Story. One of the greatest animated movies of all time.
Yes. But I still hate two.
Incredibles is better. Incredibles is the best.
No.
I like Incredibles the best.
I like Incredibles the best as well. But I can still agree that objectively, more so, that
Toy Story is probably one of the greatest anime.
No, but it's what started it all, so it gets that credit.
Well, I don't know which one's better out of those two, but I'm just saying, like...
Yeah.
So that PS4 controller.
What about the
Will they still have that wire for charging? Because I find that to
be
a huge loss for PS3.
I hope not.
Oh, I thought...
Wait, you hope not?
No, people want that.
I love that thing.
The fact that the batteries are always rechargeable. You never have to buy new batteries.
Double A's?
Oh, yeah, I like that part, but I don't want it to have that wire.
Why
want
not?
It to be where you can... Okay, here's the thing. I want it to be where you can plug it in when the console's off and it will charge.
That's what you could do, right?
No, it has to be on.
Really?
Right now. Well, I don't know with the new versions, but with my version, it cannot be off and charge. So it's a real...
that power running through it.
That makes
sense. Not that big a deal, but I always forget to leave it on.
All you would need is you would just need some sort of a converter pack that just would change it so it could plug into like a...
Yes,
because
of the Xbox.
Like, is it micro USB? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it might be.
So all you need is a phone, micro USB phone charger.
Because with like the Xbox, you have to buy a charging station.
I might already have one.
Yeah, so there you go.
There you go.
Well, that solved that problem.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what Xbox needs to change.
Yeah, that would be cool. If the controllers are exactly
Xbox
the same.
A lot lighter, or their controller a lot lighter.
I wouldn't want that. I wish maybe make half the weight off.
You want to put dead
on the battery
there?
Pack? Because that's a little heavy right now, but if we take it all off, it'll be super light.
Just
when
put a piece
it
of
up.
Lead. Just a piece of lead in the back.
I think they'll get the controllers light. It looks a little heavier than before.
Well, it's about that middle stuff. It means there's actually stuff going on in the controller.
Which might mean it might be easier to break.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. I guess it is. Especially it's impossible to break the PS3 controller for the most part.
Yeah, especially now that we're going to be using it for the Move and grabbing it at weird angles and stuff, right, guys? Because we're all going to be playing Move games.
Heck yes.
Not. Except Harry Potter Book of Spells. What?
But even
really?
That's for kids.
Yeah, what? Yeah, who plays that? Who would play
Did
that?
Did you buy that?
No. I wish so.
He'd buy it and play it for a few months and then take it back into GameStop.
Probably. I've made a new commitment to myself never to take back any games.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because I miss my old consoles and my old games, and I wish I had them still. There you go. New Year's resolution. In February.
February resolution.
February resolution.
Chinese New Year resolution. There you go.
That's the new PlayStation 4 controller. The exact same with the Move and a touchpad.
Yeah.
So not the exact same. A new D-pad and new joysticks.
But still for the most part the same layout. So.
Yeah. Which I'm shocked they didn't move the left joystick over like the Xbox. Whatever. You're lost, Sony.
I like it like that, too. I'm playing a lot of PS2, and it doesn't bother me.
I mean, PS2 was the standard for the best controller until Xbox 360, so. I wouldn't mind it. I just have never committed to memory the square, triangle, circle, X, so I still get confused whenever I see it, especially since, to me now, X is always the left, the leftmost button in the diamond or whatever. Whenever I'm playing, I think whenever I'm playing Xbox, I always think A as jump, and X as the left thing, but then everything else is just the yellow and red button. Like, I don't think of them as Y and A. Or Y and B, I guess. But, yeah.
I've committed both to memory.
Yeah.
I'm good to go.
I've never been good at switching back and forth.
Have you gone back to a Nintendo 64 controller?
I have not recently, but the last time I remember it was like, what the hell?
Press C left. Huh?
Those buttons still feel kind of nice, though. Like, the Sweet Tart buttons or whatever they were, kind of. It's just a weird design for a controller. I don't know what they were thinking.
I couldn't get
the trigger was cool. That was a cool idea. It felt like
Z?
Yeah, like in Star Fox, it felt really natural playing Star Fox.
I was like, what are you talking about? Yeah. The back trigger is
Yeah.
That was cool. They should bring that back somewhere.
And it had more buttons, right?
A, B, start.
All the
C's. L and R and Z.
Is that
an LCD screen on it? Or is it the thing like that's on the back of the Vita?
Touchscreen?
No.
Do you think the interface will have like a mouse and you?
That might not be too bad.
Maybe for some things.
Yeah,
I could see them having like.
Because that doesn't look like
a browser.
You know what? If this would be really interesting for if more MMOs started getting released on consoles, then their menus could be more like MMO menus because you could just use your finger to actually navigate. That's the problem with some things.
A lot of games like Diablo, all you do is click a lot, right? And
right.
You set your presets to your buttons, and you don't have any problems anymore.
Yeah, but I couldn't see that necessarily. Well, no, that could if they made joystick capability, because in Diablo on computer, you can't, like, the only way you move is by clicking where you go.
Right, but I mean, you use the touch as moving,
that
and then you have your buttons as your 1 through 9.
Yeah, that would work. I wouldn't like that, though.
Except
that
you
touch. It'd be touches. Touch is still hard for stuff like that, even on the iPad. But what I'm saying
is, set a button to attack.
Right. But what I'm saying is, for like menu navigation, though, that could be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
or just web browsing, because people, they, let's be honest, they want to integrate everything. They want your Facebook and all that. And if you put a touchpad and you can mouse around, it's a lot easier.
Because when I play Terra, I play with a controller, but I still sit really close to my computer because anytime I need to use a menu, I'm switching over to the mouse because they didn't integrate like a nice menu system that works well with control. You actually would have to use the joystick as a cursor.
Good.
Yeah, right. So having like a touchscreen connected, that could work for stuff like that. That'd be nice. I wouldn't mind that too much as long as it didn't become too much more.
The Xbox is just literally gonna have a TV on it. Just the one album.
You're just gonna walk around with this giant tablet. That could connect to the Windows 8 keyboard things with the. And, yeah.
Touchscreen keyboard?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't like the touchscreen keyboard on the iPad that much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Real keyboard. On the bottom, like a smiley face.
That looks stupid. Just let us buy the extra ones like they do now.
The chat pad that no one uses?
Well, I think they use it just for entering your credentials into like Xbox. Please enter your email.
They just need to. They need to pay Valve to use that the Lotus or whatever they call it, the flower thing.
Mm-hmm.
That thing's genius. Takes a little while to getting used to.
What we
but...
need is the Mac wheel. Have y'all seen that skit?
Oh yes,
the,
yes.
The
that's
MacBook
really funny.
With the iPod.
That's hilarious.
Wheel on it, and you would type in everything with the
oh
wheel.
And they're like, see, we simplified everything by taking the keyboard out of the picture.
That's funny.
It's
and
really
he's like,
good.
It's so easy to type, and he's like, okay.
Wasn't it an onion thing?
Yeah, I think it's an onion.
But some people thought it was real for a while.
And then I think one of the customers like, I buy everything Apple that's shiny.
That wheel was awesome, though.
Now, the wheel was one was
it's
awesome.
Really cool, yeah.
I wish sometimes that they made an app for the iPhone that just turned when you're in the music section, turned the interface into that, and you just had the wheel. Because it would feel close enough just to have do that motion on there. I think that would be cool. And it would click. It's cool clicking. Click, 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 click. I love that sound. It's amazing.
We got off topic.
Yeah, should we wrap the show up? Because
yep.
We had our fair share of fun tangents in this episode.
How long has it been?
It'll be about
a
minute ten by the time we get out of here.
A minute ten?
Yeah.
Yes.
It'll be pretty close to that. It's a minute seven. Or an hour seven.
Just let him go.
Is it really in the morning?
Anyway.
I'm really becoming
Yamagotchi.
Huh?
Apps. Oh,
the on
Tamagotchi
the iPad
app.
Or Tamagotchi
iPad.
App.
No.
You know, it took
I'm
them long
fine
enough.
With that.
It took them long enough to do that.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about it, that should have. Are they gonna do a Digimon one? Because Digimon was always better than a Tamagotchi.
I just called you.
Is that what happened? My
yeah.
phone was ringing.
I just called you.
Whoops. Yeah. Thomas butt dialed me.
Actually, it was my hands. I was just playing with my phone. Did I call you like twice?
Actually, I didn't show up.
No.
What if you
I
call someone important
some...
with that?
Jesus.
You don't know his number. Only I have his number.
Oh, I got a memo from my aunt. Should I play it?
What is it?
I'm sure it's them saying happy birthday to me.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Remember that one time when you were in diapers and you did that thing?
Oh, God.
Ate your poop. I love
you,
honey.
You ate your poop.
Can't hear it. Oh, I didn't hear
it. Is it playing?
No.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ethan. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
That's really good.
Happy birthday, Ethan. This is Auntie Rachel and...
Uncle Jeff.
Wishing you a wonderful day. Hope you're having fun celebrating. And best wishes always.
Same for me.
Out.
Oh.
Happy birthday.
Bye.
That's a sweet note to finish on.
Yeah. I hope they're not mad that I played that.
Alright, everybody.
That's my music
y'all
for the talented side of the family.
Y'all have a nice day.
If we have closing thoughts, closing remarks, things people want people to check out.
5 days.
Is it
five days? It's really four, right? Well, if you count today, it's five, I guess. Yeah.
Four-ish days.
Today's still only really starting, so...
I have nothing.
You don't have anything?
Nope.
Do you want to tell them to check out Keep It Real
reviews? Go see Side Effects.
Oh, I'm now part of the LAM. Have I said that yet?
No. Is that what you texted me about a while ago, right?
The Large Association of Movie Blogs.
Cool.
That's awesome.
It's awesome. I was number 1,117 or
something.
So
is it only
like
official as of now? Or has it been
official
for a while?
No, it's been like 2 weeks, but I kept forgetting about it.
So did it take that long to get...
It takes
like
a month after you send in your paperwork to...
Wow.
Paperwork. To get accepted. But yeah, so now I'm part of that community.
Cool.
It's awesome.
No announcement, Thomas?
No.
I have an announcement. Tomorrow night at midnight, I'm launching a new project. It's called 5MinuteAdventures.com. I bought the domain name and everything. And that's all I'll say about it right now. However, by the time this episode is out, it'll already have been launched. So you can just go there and see it. Yeah. Yeah, so if we don't have anything else to say, thank you everyone for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. We want you to weigh in on the topics we are discussing. Give us suggestions, feedback, anything. You can do that at perfect10podcast@gmail.com or you can tweet us at perfect10show. And we need 5-star reviews and 5-star ratings on iTunes.
We got another rating.
We did?
Yeah. We're up to 5 5-star ratings.
Nice! So just people keep giving them to
us.
Does
that mean we show up?
We showed up at 4.
I don't think it really, because I've seen it on other things that it doesn't show up still. So,
oh.
Yeah.
Well, we show up on iTunes at 4.
Yeah, I think on, like, the iPhone or something like that, it still doesn't show up.
But anyway.
Yeah. Anyways, we need plenty more for us to show up anywhere. So, yeah, we really appreciate it. If you give us a review, we'll read it on the show and give you a shout out. If you give us a 5-star, we don't know who gave us the 5-star. So we can't give you a shout out, but we'd appreciate it.
5 stars hurt.
And with that, the show is over. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and have a good week.